Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Time now, 2:07 PM, it is Wednesday. The first section, the whole first piece of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this hands off of our kids. So, have you ever looked at someone as an adult and wondered what they were like as a kid? I mean, was a person in their youth as much of a leader as they became in adulthood? Was a criminal always a bad guy when they were young? Was a smart adult always the smart kid? Or for that matter, was a smart aleck adult always a smart aleck kid? I would say the answer to that kind of question is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Oftentimes, what we see in adults are traits and behaviors that are developed and learned, whether from mentors or parents or friends. The influences that folks have on kids can be lasting. That's scriptural if you get down to it. Proverbs tells us that if we raise up a child in the way they should go, then it's going to stick with them in their older years. And I take that to heart. And kids are a gift. Kids are precious. It's amazing to watch as they grow and watch the world. And on the one hand, I can remember wanting my kids to stay little and keep that wide-eyed wonder about the world around them. On the other, though, I couldn't wait to see how they were going to turn out when they grew up. And I'll be honest with you, just watching them as they became young adults, Charlene and I have not been disappointed at all, let me tell you. And grandkids, wow, don't get me started there. I mean, this is radio, right? Or if it weren't radio, I'd be the guy getting his phone out to show you pictures of the most perfect grandchildren born to man. Children are a gift, that is sure. And that is why it's so important that we act as good stewards of the time that we have with them when they are young. It's also why it's so very important that we act as shepherds, shepherds who don't just move our flock in the right direction, but shepherds that actually protect them from the wolves who are prowling on the outskirts of the fold. Now, I don't know if you glean much about my personality by listening to this show, but I can tell you, as I've told you before several times, that I was a knothead kid, a bona fide knothead kid. It was like, you know, how fast could I ride my bike? How high could I climb in that big tree? Could I figure out the Hardy Boy mysteries before I got to the last chapter? Could I hit the target with my BB gun? I was a whirling dervish, man, and school was a chore that had to be done just to get me to the afternoon so I could run around. I mean, literally, summers were barefoot, and loose change in my pocket was not meant for saving. It was meant for running down to the corner store to buy a comic book and some candy. And yes, I was the kid who the store clerk would have to look at and say, "Hey, kid, you can't just stand there and read all the comics. You got to buy one." But I was also, like all kids, very impressionable. Adults were, well, adults. I was not always the most respectful, I'm sure, but generally speaking, I understood that adults knew things that I didn't know, and they were in charge, and if an adult said something, I was likely to give it more weight, more credibility, because, well, I was a kid, and they weren't. But being a knothead kid meant that sometimes an adult could say or do something that could leave a mark or a stain. As a knothead kid, it was not unusual for me to be told to stop talking in class, you can imagine. I could doodle in my notebook in the back of the room for half an hour, but I couldn't pay attention to the lesson for 5 minutes. But I did okay, and I tried hard, and I was decent enough in school. But I still remember to this day in fifth grade when something happened that really left a mark for a while. I was a Cub Scout, and later on I became a Weeblo. All right? It was a big deal in those days that we met with our, on the days that we met with our pack to wear our uniform to school with all our merit badges and patches. I was proud of it. I grew up in a family of uniformed men. It was part of the fabric of my life to see people in uniform, and so it maybe meant a little more to me than usual. But I was still a knothead kid, and I remember in math class one day at Chaffee Elementary in Huntsville, a friend had just made me laugh about something, and the teacher, whose name I do distinctly remember, but I won't call it out loud here and now. Anyway, the teacher called to me from the front of the room. I kid you not. She said, "Philip Williams, I've told you to stop talking in class. Well, Mr. Smiley, you just march yourself out there and sit in the coat room for a while." And here's the kicker, folks. And she said, "And you know what? You're a disgrace to that uniform." Well, it was a sucker punch. I mean, being sent to the coat room was like a badge of honor, but having the teacher tell me in front of all my peers that I was a disgrace to my uniform, that was worse than if she had slapped me. I was devastated. I'm not going to lie. It got worse, too, when the other kids in my Weeblo pack thought it was funny and they repeated it all afternoon. So here's, though, where the story got good. I was hurt enough by this adult figure in my life that my mom asked me that evening what was wrong. An adult had said it, So I assumed that's the way it was, and I wrongfully assumed that it was my lot in life and that Mom might just say, well, you shouldn't have been talking in class. I mean, after all, it wasn't like I didn't give my mom fits sometimes too, right? After all, I am a self-professed knothead. But oh no, oh no. That got on her like an ill wind, let me tell you. She told me to sit tight and, oh, by the way, I didn't have to go to school the next morning. That she would take care of this, and that I was not a disgrace in any way to that uniform. I tell you what, by God, I don't know what was said, but my sense of it is that my mom, who was all of 5'4" and 110 pounds soaking wet, went down to the school the next day, and I'm not sure what was said, but apparently she won that fight. And dang if the principal didn't have that teacher call me at home and apologize. Can you imagine? An adult apologized to me. Let's just say that I wore that uniform to school the next week on our meeting day, and it was worn with pride. You see, I tell that story because right now there's an ongoing battle for our kids, a real battle. There are those who want to inculcate, indoctrinate, and vaccinate whether parents want it done or not. The fight for conservative values is not just a fight among the adults. Liberals have identified what conservatives have always known, that the next generation, the children of this society, they are the future. And if they can get their hands on our kids, sometimes literally, and tell them that they are aberrations, or that they should not listen to their parents, or tell their parents what happens when the parents aren't present, that the right is wrong and wrong is right, or that by virtue of their skin color, born an oppressor or one of the oppressed, or that the biological sex they were born with is a fluid thing, it's notional, it's a bit of choice, and they can just choose to be different regardless of biology. If they can do those things without our say-so, then they know that they can destroy values before they become values. They can change the future adults before they become adults. I'm going to tell you right now, it meant the world that day when Mom intervened. Parents have got to be there for our kids. Liberals need to keep their hands off our kids. We have to be there for those precious knotheads that we've been entrusted with, because nothing is more important to our future than the future adults that are still up and coming. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall, man. I got to call my mom later and say, what was it you actually said? Because I'm not sure I know what was said. But I bet she'd tell me now. She might even be listening right now. Hey, Mom! Anyway, you guys, I'm just telling you, liberals want our kids. They need to leave our kids alone. And we need to do something about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.